Hi, I'm Felicia Olin, and I am the artist that has illustrated Annette to Snare in the Moonlight.
And I'm Lisa Higgs. I'm president of the Vachel Lindsay Association.
Lisa, in case someone is listening who is not from Springfield or somehow has not heard of the man himself, Vachel Lindsay, give us a little bit of, the highlights of who he was.
Certainly. Vachel Lindsay was a poet, most famous right in the early 20th century, so like 1910 to roughly 1930-ish. He was not only a poet, he was an illustrator and an artist. He was our very first film critic. He wrote the very first book of film criticism. So he was really kind of a Renaissance man. He loved Springfield and wrote many poems about Springfield, many poems about Abraham Lincoln. Even though he was so tied to the community, he really was one of the most well-known poets in the entire country at the height of his fame. I like to tell students when I go into classes, I always call him a rock star before we had rock stars in radio and rock and roll. He also went to Oxford, was the first American poet to speak at Oxford. And some say he's actually probably more respected as a poet in England these days than he is here in America.
So, Felicia, as an area artist, obviously you drew inspiration from his work for the purposes of this book, but was he someone you were aware of or inspired by before working on this project?
I had done some work with pieces of his outside of the Illinois State Museum. It has a Vachel Lindsay theme to it where I'd taken his Lincoln poem and illustrated it, but I hadn't really read as much of his work as I had for this project. It was this project where I fell in love with it. I mean, it was just, every poem was so good. It was really hard to even pick just 17 to put into the book. I mean, they were all just magical.
Well, we've talked before, and I know you're inspired by kind of the Tim Burton aesthetic of these sort of maybe fantastical, at times nightmarish sorts of scenes, etc. And as it's going through this book, it does seem that, you know, some of these poems are a little odd, maybe even a little creepy at times. Can you talk about that and maybe even pick one of the poems to read for us?
Yeah, the first illustration I did for the book, it was based on probably the weirdest poem, just because it was the one where I figured if I could be weird with this, I could, you know, do whatever I wanted to. And it's pretty much just about a moon that's like full of worms. So I kind of laughed at the idea that there might be a generation of kids out there who are going to be scared of moonworms in the future just from reading this and seeing that picture. But it's called What the Hyena Said. The moon is but a golden skull. She mounts the heavens now. And the moonworms, mighty moonworms, are wreathed around her brow. The moonworms are a dotty race. They eat her gray and golden face. Her eye sockets dead and molding head, these caverns are their dwelling place. The moonworms, serpents of the skies, from the great hollows of her eyes, behold all souls, and they are wise, with tiny, keen, and icy eyes. Behold how each man sins and dies. When earth in gold corruption lies, long dead the moonworm butterflies, on cyclone wings will reach this place, yea, rear their brood on earth's dead face.
Thank you. And so, Lisa, can you tell us a little bit about his poetry for children in particular? And are all of them sort of dark, or where does he seem to be getting these ideas as far as what sort of stories to share with the little ones?
That's a good question. When I started looking at potential poems when we decided we wanted to do a collection, I was really drawn to his kind of creepier poems. People who picked up this collection, if they were familiar with his work, would be like, oh, I didn't know he wrote this sort of poem. He wrote an entire collection of moon poems, and only some of them are included in here. But a lot of them are dangerous and a little bit on the edge, which is why I thought Felicia's work was so perfect for the illustrations, because she has that in the artwork I'd seen of hers prior. I actually think some of his children's, what we would call children's verse now, is really some of his strongest work if you go outside of kind of that big, grand poem that he's so known for. He has just these beautiful ways of doing unexpected things. And yes, they're creepy. And yes, they're a little bit, but my daughters love them. I have a daughter who's 9 and a daughter who's 6. And it does not creep them out in the way that I thought it might. They just think it's awesome.
And maybe you could pick one of your favorite poems from the collection to share with us.
I think I'll pick The Spider and the Ghost of the Fly, because this is one of my daughter's favorites, and they just think this is awesome. The Spider and the Ghost of the Fly. Once I loved a spider when I was born a fly, a velvet-footed spider with a gown of rainbow dye. She ate my wings and gloated. She bound me with a hair. She drove me to her parlor above her winding stair. To educate young spiders, she took me all apart. My ghost came back to haunt her. I saw her eat my heart.
So, Lisa, what will become of the paintings as far as the events coming up this weekend?
Well, on April 18th, we are going to have our official launch of the book, a publication party, and an artist-in-residence reception for Felicia at the Vachel Lindsay home from 1 until 4 o'clock on Saturday. There will be a book signing. Felicia will be doing just a brief program with a question and answer at 2 o'clock on that day, and there'll be some light refreshments. On Sunday, we have a group of local school children from Springfield and Chatham, and I think even Rochester, who are going to do a children's poetry in the parlor reading. And so at 2 o'clock on Sunday, the 19th, there'll be these group of children who will read the book, and again, there'll be a book signing. The Sunday event will have a craft activity as well, so it's more family-oriented versus kind of the more formal artist-in-residence reception that we're going to have on Saturday.